Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the I Am Well Show, and this is your host, Annemieke van Eijkeren from the Netherlands, and your co-host, Justin Ebner from Tennessee. Tonight's show is having a very special guest called Bev Mann. And Bev is a classically trained British medium. Yes, she is from the United Kingdom. Now, she sees private clients demonstrate at events and churches. She leads workshops around the world, and she has studied with other well-known British mediums, including Eileen Davis, Glyn Edwards, and Matthew Smith at the prestigious Arthur Findlay College for Mediumship. This is a very, very worldwide acknowledged and known school. So she resides in London in the United Kingdom. She is very funny, very sharp, she's a very nice lady to talk to look at, and to boot, she is amazing. She's very sharp, very to the point. She's a great medium, and she also trains people in that area. So if you have any questions about your gifts, about your life path with it, where to go from here, or how to use your gifts, by all means, call in, and Bev will be ready to answer your questions for you. So if you have problems with your gifts, or if you have any, you know, doubts, questions regarding your life path at this moment, please call in and talk to Bev. Your call-in number from outside the USA would be first 001. And then the phone number is 347-838-9142. So we're looking forward to having you call in the show. And our guest has arrived in the show. Hello, Bev. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very awake.
I know you are. It's
doing?
Only 2 a.m. here in the UK.
Well, for you it's 2 o'clock. For me it's 3 o'clock, and I mean in the morning.
Oh, yes, it is.
Isn't it terrible?
Well, no, it's always good to talk about spirit, whatever time of the night or day.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. Bev, can you first tell the people how they can reach you? Where can they find you and how?
I have a website, which is www.bevmann.co.uk. I'm based in London, and I do private readings from my home, but I also travel about, and you can keep in up to where I am via my website, which I try to keep up to date.
Yes.
I'm often running workshops and doing private readings and also attending events, charity events, and you know, just events for the churches, etc.
Absolutely. Now, you said you are also doing workshops. Can you explain a little bit more about what kind of workshops you do?
Well, I cover all workshops. I like people to actually discover a little bit about themselves before entering into their mediumistic pathway, because it's very important they understand their own journey, their spiritual journey, and they need to understand about their psychic abilities as well as their mediumistic gifts. So I will usually take people on a psychic development workshop first so that they know what they're doing, and, you know, because it's quite, you know, mind-blowing when you're able to bring in, you know, people who have passed over to the other side. So they need to be able to cope and know how to connect properly, when to open them, when to, you know, to finish for the end of the day so they're not permanently sort of tuned in. So these are sort of disciplines that I like to teach.
And you have these classes regular, or is it a one-time workshop, or is it a class that is done regularly or that has like 10 lessons?
Well, I run a weekly closed development circle from my home, but I also will run up workshops for other people as well as myself. And I'm willing to travel to teach people because I'm so passionate about what I consider to be the correct teaching that I'm willing to travel just to help others. So I'll often work sort out workshops for, you know, anything from 6 people onwards, really, up to 100 or more. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you mind being in a football stadium full of people on a big stage with large screens and teaching from there?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Or is that a bit much?
The thing is, I'm sure that we are all on a platform with many people, because it's not only those that are on the earth plane, it's also those in the spirit world. So I guess we are, you know, reaching a lot of people, much more than we actually know about. But most people who know me will know that actually my background is I've always been very shy and always running out the room when it comes to everyone looking at me. And
oh,
it's only because of the passion that I've got for the gift that I've been blessed with that I'm up there, because I want to share it and help others. So, yeah, I am actually very shy, and the thought of that just absolutely horrifies me. But, you know, if you need to reach people, then you'll do anything you can to reach those that need your help.
Well, you know, in the beginning we didn't know each other, but you were very open and very outgoing and very funny to chat with and all that. So I didn't get the impression that you were shy, or was it because you couldn't see me?
I can always see you, Amika. No, I am extremely shy.
We were not on Skype chat at the moment. We were just chatting on Facebook. So.
Yeah, exactly. We've only connected on Facebook. But no, I was always the one that would run out of the room, especially if I was asked to give a gallery or what we call in the UK a platform reading. I am like, I'm so shy, really shy, and many people will validate that. But it's all about confidence, and this takes me back to what I originally spoke about, which is about growing in yourself, within yourself spiritually, and having that confidence and knowledge and trust that you can connect with those loved ones in the spirit world. And it is, you know, it's your duty to be able to relay heartfelt messages to our clients and people that are in need. And so it's taken me a while, and I still get very nervous. You know, I'm nervous all the time, but that's what spirits want. They work with, like, your nervous energy, and it's no good to be too complacent. You know, you have a gift, and you should always honor that gift. And there's no point in being too blasé about that gift. At the end of the day, if you're standing up for a gallery reading, you are in complete trust. You're in spirit's hands. So you have to be humble. So, it's about recognizing your gift.
I'm not getting nervous myself, but I get very excited. So, yeah, you are on adrenaline when you're working.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So you went to the very prestigious, worldwide known, I mean, even I heard of it, Arthur Findlay College in the UK. And all the people that, you know, have had their classes there, graduated from there, their certificates and diplomas are acknowledged worldwide. So, how did Arthur Findlay College change your life?
Oh, my gosh. That's a very good question.
You didn't see that one coming.
No, But, you know, I love to answer it. But I think I would probably be here all night until the morning. So get the, you know, get the eggs on. But basically, oh, my God, I have met the most amazing, wonderful people that have come into my life path that I would never have had the opportunity to, an honor to have met in my life, who have truly touched my heart in so many different ways. I've met some people for wonderful reasons. I've met people for lessons as well. You know, in this world, it's not, as we know, it's not all light and love. But I would not change a thing about anything. It's the most fantastic place, wonderful tutors, and wonderful people that you meet there, and like-minded that you can connect with even without having, you know, a verbal conversation. You can just connect just by looking at each other. You can have that sort of silent conversation. So, yeah, it's very much like Hogwarts. And it's been the most incredible journey, you know, I've been there quite a number of times, and each time I learn something different, because it's not just about learning about mediumship, as I said earlier, it's about unfolding your own spiritual path. Each and every one of us are completely different, and you know, we have to follow our pathway. And we learn things about ourselves all the time. So it is a wonderful experience, and if you can get there, I would truly recommend it. But any school, recognized school, because I think it's very important when you're on this pathway to connect with like-minded people. As I said on my own website that, you know, when I talked about myself, I was thought everybody was the same as me, but they aren't, you know. And then when you go somewhere like the Arthur Findlay College or other spiritual schools, it's fantastic to connect with people who are like yourself. It's truly a great honor.
It's absolutely, and you know, I've looked into many of those schools that are in my country as well, of course, but ever since I heard about Arthur Findlay College, and it was in 2011 from Jeff Pierce, because he'd been on there over internet, obviously, it's been calling me and been pulling on me. I just don't have the means to travel there or even to pay for a course at the moment, but I am going to at one point. That is what I'm sure of. At this point,
well, I'm a great believer that you have to, you know, think positive thoughts, because our thoughts are life things. And so what you need to do is set your intention and put it as a positive intention that you will get there, and you are going, and you have to let it manifest, and it will.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. I need to do a few other things before I can go there. I know that. The things that I have to go through and finish before I can open up the possibility, or before the possibility can come to me to go there, but I will. By now, there's a few people waiting already for some time, already from before the show, to talk to you, and one of them is Donna from California. So I'm hoping that Donna is with us live on the air right now. Donna,
I am.
Are you
there? I am. Hello. Happy holidays.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Donna.
Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
So what was your question, Donna?
Well, I wanted to know if pretty much finances and love life, those two things have been very stagnant for a while now.
Right. So what I was speaking about is about you know, manifesting your dreams and wishes and what you
yeah.
wish to gain about, because sometimes we put our own blocks in the way. So, you know, if we think about, I don't know if you've read the book, The Law of Attraction, and
yes,
and such, it's about manifesting what you truly want in a positive affirmation.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at winning things.
Well, that's great.
And a car, and yeah, so I'm, you know, hoping, you know, that I can win more things.
That's fantastic.
I'm on disability.
And the more
so
you believe in yourself, the more that you will be blessed with, because it's about believing that you can. Because
yeah.
One of the, well, two of the most powerful words are actually within the title of this show, which is I am. And Donna, you are capable of anything you want to believe yourself to be capable of, what,
yeah.
You know, in your love life and in your financial life.
Mm-hmm. Are you picking up any messages from the other side, or do they want to tell me anything? A couple of people, my mother and father are there.
Well, I was about to say, I'm picking up a lady in the spirit world, but like I was saying, it's like 2 a.m. here in the UK, in London time. But I feel very much like a mother energy. Did you just say, though, that your mom's in spirit?
Yeah, my mother's there. Yeah, we were very close.
Okay. Because I feel like your mother draws very close to you. And...
Yeah.
She's aware of some anxieties. Also, you've got quite a lot of anxieties around you. I would say you're quite anxious at the moment with things that are going on around your life.
Yeah, I live a pretty mellow life. I mean, I'm on disability, and I don't, you know, I just kind of have a very easy life per se, you know. I'm at my sister's right now for the holidays. I don't have any
kids. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah,
but I feel that you get quite anxious about situations that happen around you. Like you feel sometimes you can't, you know, you feel that they're out of your control. Would you understand that?
Oh yeah, I think a lot of times I had a lot of disappointment this year, things that were out of my control, and a lot of promises and things not coming forward, and you know, and oh, it's very. Disappointed, I guess you could say.
But you know, sometimes, Donna, you need to just embrace those things and think to yourself that, you know, they were unfortunate circumstances that happened, but they were as they were meant to be. And often out of bad will come good. And
yeah.
So, you know, there are always lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're coming into a new year, so I feel that there's lots of, you know, positive things around coming around you.
Yeah.
And I feel that January is actually quite significant for you.
Yeah,
it is. Okay, I feel like it's either a birthday or an anniversary of a passing.
Hmm.
Because I feel like it's a celebration of some sort.
Hmm.
I think it's around about the 25th of January. There's something
okay.
significant about the 25th of January. And it's just really sort of looming up right in front of me. So you'll have to message me via my my website
yeah.
and let me know.
Oh,
that
I will.
That would be really good. But, you know, keep setting your intentions and that,
yeah.
that, you know, the new year was going to be really positive for you.
Yeah, I feel like it is. I mean, I did my grieving and all that, and so now I feel, you know, that I can empower myself again with manifesting again.
That's great. That's great. I wish you good luck with that.
Okay. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you.
And to you, too. It's lovely to connect with you. Thank you.
Thank you. You, too. Bye.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
That was one great reading.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Well, this is one happy lady now that she has her answers. What is the activity that you do most right now at the moment?
The activity that I'm doing right now.
Are you doing so much?
And
usually over time it changes a little bit. It shifts where, you know, what you do most.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will do more
reading
in private.
I was just,
and all
I was just seeing the funny side, because it's 2 o'clock here. But as I always do, try to see the funny side of things, because you have to, like I said to Donna, you need to focus on the positive, because we have to concentrate on the now, because what's been in the past is in the past, and we have to concentrate on, not even worry about tomorrow, the future, it's now. And for me now, Spirit seemed to be pushing me up on stage, which, as I said before, is something that I've always been very nervous about. So that's learning trust in myself and listening to my own intuition. And when things fall naturally into place, then you know that that is the way it's meant to be. So I'm doing quite a lot of church demonstrations and shows. I'm also hoping to get back to the Boston area. I was recently in Salem, and also in Canton. So I'm hoping to get the opportunity to come over to the States again and help people as much as I can. So
Speaking about you going to the United States, people can contact you over your website, www.bevman.co.uk, and invite you to come to their venue and work with them. You know, they can just contact you to schedule workshops with you while you're over in the United States, or invite you over and then let you take it from there and, you know, going from one workshop to the next.
Well, yes, they can contact me through the website, and, you know, I would be able to see about the logistics of it all. But as I say, my passion is helping people and to uphold the name of mediums, because unfortunately it's like in any area, there's always charlatans, and,
yes,
you know, I wish I could sort of stamp them all out, but you can't, you know, because you have to
be so mindful
of what you give as a medium to somebody, you know, because whatever you say, that person's going to take away with them for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
And, you know, occasionally I've listened into, you know, phone-ins, and I've heard some, you know, awful things, in my opinion, that have been said about people's relationships. And, you know, what happens when someone puts the phone down? Or what happens when they walk out the door of that reading that they've had with you? They have to continue with their life. So that's one of the things, key points I teach people. As a medium, you have to have, you know, you have to be careful what you say to people.
Yes.
You have to be really mindful. And, you know, it's your job, you know, to look after people, because they rely on you.
Yes, and not just that, but also a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but several of the clients that any medium will get are actually living by the words spoken by the medium. They sort of take it as a definite law that is going to happen, and that is, you know, sort of deleting their own free choice. But we have to be aware all the time that those people exist, and choose our words wisely.
Exactly. Exactly. Choose the words wisely. Because if I said to you, you know, you're going to meet, you know, a really lovely, you know, tall blonde guy, you're going to, like, miss all the short, dark guys, you know? So,
yeah,
you know,
you
can't
know,
interfere with free will, you know?
If, you know, if you at all would point out that someone is there, then I would say, okay, suggest that there is someone. And if they ask to describe, I would say, well, no, better not, because then you would be looking only for that guy that I am describing, and you would miss out on all the other great ones, and you might miss the real great guy. So, yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
I always refrain from that sort of thing. I wouldn't want to do that because, oh, my God, those people are going to take you literally. And that would, you know, take away their free choice and all that. And we wouldn't want that to happen. Now, we are going to a short commercial break. Please stay tuned. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Welcome to the RBR Network of radio shows. The RBR Network and the Rimpert Broadcast Network are a part of a program being developed by James Rimpert Powell, founder of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and the creator of the Radio by Rimpert Network. The RBR Network page is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rimpert, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. We encourage you to also check out Rimpert Broadcast Network at www.youtube.com. On Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Pam Drennan with the Cosmic Contact Show, and at 8 p.m. it is Keith Blanchard with the Searcher's Roadmap Show. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m. it is Anamika with the I Am Well Show. On Wednesday at 7 p.m. it is The No Show, hosted by Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan. At 8:30 p.m., James Rimpert Powell hosts the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, a 54-week program including support material and online coaching. On Thursday evenings, it is Daryl Clark coming to you from New York with the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., Eddie Milton is the host on Night Search, a program that has been on the air for 13 years. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the Core Concepts Show broadcasts the Core Concepts Lectures, which are held each Sunday. These are recordings of the Core Concept Lectures that we have each Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Fridays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will feature recordings from our affiliate station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The Bookman Television Show is broadcast on the Comcast Cable Network in Memphis each Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Bookman Show, the Core Concepts Lectures, and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program are all on the YouTube.com. You can access them by going to the Rimpert Broadcast Network channel. We would like to invite you to visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics at www.im-cor.org. The books are available in the bookstore, and you can view all three degree levels of the Institute. There are three free e-books, a free e-zine you can download called Lightways, and an information packet for first-time authors called the Author Packet. Before we get back to our show, we want to invite you to go to the website of the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program at thelawsofmaterialwealth.com. Provides a look at the most comprehensive, interactive, and proactive personal development program available today. It includes the Laws of Material Wealth book, the workbook by the same name, 4 DVDs, a CD, an infomercial, 3 commentary outlines, and 54 weeks of support material and online coaching. Thank you for listening to the RBR Network of Shows. Enjoy the show.
And we're back after the break with the I Am Well Show. This is your host, Annemieke van Eyckeren from the Netherlands, my co-host, Justin Adner from Tennessee, United States, and my guest for tonight, Bev Mann from the United Kingdom, London. You can find her on www.bevmann, that's bevmann.co.uk. Ben is a medium trained on the Art of Belief School in Stansted, United Kingdom, which is a very prestigious school, and she is live with us on the air today, being her awesome self. Right now, we have another caller, and she's been waiting an awful long time because she was already at the beginning of the show, and that is Patricia. She lives in New Mexico. Patricia, are you there?
Can
you hear?
Yes, I am. Thank
you. Good evening, Patricia. Welcome to the show, and what is your question, please?
Hi, Bev.
Hi,
well,
Patricia.
Bev, hello. Very nice to meet you. And I wanted to tell you that when you spoke to the other caller, you mentioned January 25th. Well, January 24th is my birthday, and I was wondering if you're connecting somehow with my birthday.
Oh, wow. How amazing is that?
Yeah, it just
It must have been like tuning into you. That's very funny.
I kind of thought, I mean, I kind of felt that, but I wasn't quite sure. And I wanted to find out if that was the case, but that wasn't my question. My question for you is if you're able to tap in, I know it's pretty early where you are. I am starting to realize that I have a lot of gifts, and the spirit is working with me a lot in my dream time, and I'm like doing some of my gifts, but in a very peculiar way, not in the usual way, especially with healing. Now I'm starting to see, I'm starting to hear. But these are like in the dream time, and then once in a while I'll hear when I'm awake, and I'll see like something, you know, standing beside me, and I feel spirit touching me, and sometimes I can smell, and but the healing is very, very different.
All right. Okay, Patricia. When I first connected with you on the phone, I mean, obviously before I was speaking with the lady before, so I was tuning into her voice. And now when I tune into you, I feel with you, Patricia, you are a real natural empath. I feel you're a very kind and compassionate lady. And I know that you give healing to a lot of people without even realizing it, because as well as mediumship, is all forms of healing. I can tell that you reach out and touch people just by comforting them with your voice. Do you find that you're doing this? You're like naturally always there for people. In fact, you're probably there more for other people than for yourself.
Yes, yes. And I'm starting to realize that, and it was never made evident to me. And I have a job where I talk to many, many, many people every single day. And
you're healing with just connecting through your voice. Yes. And I can hear that just by talking to you, that you are just such a natural empath. There's a lot of compassion and understanding and deep-seated knowledge within you. These dreams that you've been having, do you keep a journal by the side of your bed? Or I would suggest
yes.
that you do that.
Yes, and I
have you been doing
Spirit,
that?
Yes, and I do ask Spirit every day, please remind me of my dreams, because sometimes I'll forget, and they have been reminding me. Like, I'll go through the day, and they'll remind me of a segment of a dream that I forgot, and so I'll go and write it down right away.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because when you actually dream, are you dreaming of people that you who are in spirit? Or are the dreams like about current situations?
I've been having past life dreams of my past life. I'm dreaming of spirits that are healing me of past lives. I'm dreaming of relatives. I am dreaming of all kinds of people, even people that I've never met, people in my current life. I mean, it's like amazing. I can't wait to go to sleep at night, take a nap. Even if I take a nap in the daytime, I go into these realms and I heal people, and it's wonderful.
But what I'd like you to do as well is have the trust and faith that you don't have to just be in your sleep state to be able to give this healing and to have these experiences. You need to start to have the confidence to bring it into your life. Like I know you said at the beginning, it's now starting to come into your everyday life. Do you have any development groups near you, or like spiritual churches that you can Google or find, you know, in your area?
Not really. Well, you know, where I live, it's very spiritual, but I just have not connected. The meetups that I've gone to, the people, some of them have been very, negative. And I have to be very careful because I am empathic and things like that I do have to shield myself a lot.
Absolutely.
But I haven't found anything that really piques my interest. It's like stuff that I already know, and I get bored easy, and so I have to be learning new things all the time. And so I really have not. I'm asking Spirit to lead me in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is that people think that, you know, everyone who's, you know, is gifted, who's spiritual, is going to be a spiritual person. And, you know, we are all human, but unfortunately there are difficult lessons to learn where, you know, sometimes we expect people to be really, you know, kind and loving and spiritual, and they're not always so. Like I said before, it's not always love and light, and it's really very difficult. And this pathway can be a very lonely journey. I found that myself. There were many times, although I'm surrounded by, you know, friends and family, sometimes you do feel alone because you are alone in your gifts. And so that's why I'm asking you about hooking up with other people. Sometimes you can find groups online as well. And I know that the Spiritual National Union, they do an online group, and I could possibly look into that to see if that would be relevant to you. If you join me on, are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not.
All right, okay. Well, you can get my email, which is bev@bevman.co.uk, and reintroduce yourself to me, and I can see if I can find anyone, because, you know, the spiritual world is actually quite a small world, and perhaps there's somebody somewhere that I can, you know, put you through to. But I really would suggest contacting your churches, because I'd like to see you getting the most out of your gifts to be working within a group, because it's great to, you know, sit on your own. Meditation is very important. It's key to your own development and your spiritual growth. But I'd also like to see you getting proper support and be able to, in groups, you can practice with people in a safe environment, you know, your healing, your clairvoyancy, and your clairsentience, and all those gifts which are, because I feel like it's happening quite quickly with you, and you need to have that support network.
Yeah. Well, I also feel that Spirit is going to be leading me somewhere. I don't know where yet, but I think that with this job and everything, I was not aware that I was healing people through this basic job that I have. And so,
well, that's why you're so good at the job that you're doing, because you are a natural healer, and I hear that in your voice as soon as you started to speak. You heal people with your words. You know, there's so many ways of healing people, not just by touch. You know, it's that connection that you make with people. And that's why you've been led into the profession that you're in. Are you some sort of counselor?
No, but I interview a lot of people, and they seem to just tell me all their issues, and that's not the
and
job.
Also, because you're in that, but and also by being an interviewer as well, you're actually understanding. You're able to read into people, so you're probably going to be reading more into the people who you're interviewing more than the next person who's doing the same job next to you, because you can connect with their soul, and through connecting with the soul and their spirit, you're able to draw out that much information, and you would know naturally if someone's going to be the right person for the right job. And I sense there's a lot of integrity with you.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. That's key. that's key, definitely, to working with people and the planet. But you see that this is going to develop, I shouldn't even say more, but that I'm on the right path and that Spirit is teaching me through my dreams. Spirit is teaching
absolutely.
Me.
Because Spirit are our best teachers. You know, we can go to the best tutors in the world, but your Spirit team will never let you down. Spirit love you. You know, all this hocus pocus and, you know, people are scared of Spirit. You know, the Spirit world love you. And those that love you in the Spirit world would never allow any harm to come to you. And everything is for your highest good. And so those guides and helpers that work with you are training you and helping you and guiding you, and they're doing that and communicating with you through your dreams. But there comes a point where you need to actually reach out and start being able to practice your skills in a loving environment and supportive environment, and that's what I'd like to see happen with you.
Yes. Well, I definitely do not want to squander what has been given to me, because I know it's being reignited for a reason. And I know that I'm in the training stage right now, but I never want to squander what I have.
Let me tell you that, you know, everyone is in the training stage. It doesn't matter how well-known a medium you are or how gifted you are. We are all in the spiritual school, and we never stop learning. So, like I said before, we must always stay humble with our gifts, because you can never stop. There'll always be someone to teach you something.
Yeah.
And you've got a really beautiful, natural energy around you, and it's so lovely, and it's so natural, and I would really love to see you start working with that.
Thank you. I appreciate you telling me that. That means a lot to me. That really does.
Oh, bless you.
And please do go
and look and see if you can find out about spiritual organizations in your area. Because, that, you know, you said there's quite a bit going on around you. And trust that and ask Spirit to guide you to the right people.
Yes.
To help you for your highest good.
Yes, absolutely. And, because right now things are just happening naturally. I seem to be in the right places at the right time to help somebody in need. So I'm just letting it happen, which is beautiful.
Absolutely.
And these are people in need, so I'm just going to just let it flow and be of help wherever I'm needed, I guess.
That's perfect, because your trust and your faith is the most important things to you, and the more you trust that you are in the right place at the right time, then that will help you on your way.
Yes, okay. Well, I appreciate you speaking with me. Thank
pleasure.
You.
Pleasure, and good luck with your development. I really am, you know, keen to emphasize to you that I really would like you to work with it. And allow it to flow naturally as you are.
Okay.
Because I can see, you know, a real gift with you.
I appreciate that. But thank you.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, happy holidays to you, and have a beautiful new year. Thank you very much.
And you too. Nice to chat with you.
Thanks
for calling into the show, Patricia. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Beth, there are so many things a medium and a psychic can do. How are you with interpreting dreams?
That's something that I haven't actually looked into very much. When I say looked into, I can interpret sometimes my own dreams, but it's not something I'm so familiar with. But I do always uphold one belief, in that if I have a dream and I remember it vividly the next day, particularly if it involves someone from the spirit world or someone coming close to me, because quite often I've had, like, that's how my gift started when I was a small child. feeling and seeing spirit close to me. So that, you know, I can interpret as to whether it's like just my mind over ticking in the night or whether it's, you know, a real visitation, because I do believe that spirit visit us in our dreams at night, like Patricia says.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, I ask this because I have here a request about a dream, and it's from Justin, and he said, I had a really weird dream the other night. It was like a woman who was demonic with crazy powers appeared and claimed she was Jesus. And he says, I was there with her and was trapped but not threatened. And really weird, at one point he said, I was able to leave her, but I stayed because I couldn't find my boots. And
so I said that a bit again. I didn't hear that bit. Sorry. He said he would stay with her.
He said he could leave, but he didn't because he couldn't find his boots. So he said, I was there and, you know, trying to escape. And the other one wanted to go away as well. And he said, well, I wanted to go with that other one, but I was more focused on finding my boots. So I even ignored the other one, becoming very angry, throwing a tantrum, because all I wanted were my boots. And, you know, it was kind of a comical situation. All his dreams seem to be kind of a comical situation. But what do you get from that dream, you know, being with this female that says she is Jesus and then has him trapped but not threatened, and then he can go away, but he doesn't because all he wants is his boots and he can't find them.
I feel like he's actually making...
Yeah,
oh, I have to be careful what I say now.
It's all right. Oh, no, go for it.
You know what? Just tuning into that, it makes me feel, I mean, I feel the best person to interpret a dream is yourself, but it makes me feel like you're not prepared to take the next step. Because it's like, where are my boots? There's like an excuse as to why you're not ready. Can you understand that, Justin? It's like,
yeah,
there'll always be a reason why you can't take the next step forward.
Hmm.
It's like yourself standing in your own way. It's like you want to go, but I need to make sure that I've got everything with me. Can you understand with yourself that you're quite a perfectionist?
Yeah, I can understand that.
And everything has to be at the right time, and you have to be prepared, completely prepared, like a, you know, what we call like you know, a Boy Scout. You know, everything has to be absolutely sort of lined up and all ready. And it's like you want to go and have faith, but you want to make sure you've got everything prepared. But I feel like you actually need to take a giant leap of faith. There's something around you that you need to take this giant leap of faith. And I think that's what the boots are, because you need these big boots to make this big step. Can you understand that?
Mm-hmm. I do. I do understand
that. You can
say
no.
I do appreciate. No, I'm
serious. You can say no. I don't mind.
No, it makes sense to me, you know, about different leaps of doing this and that. And a lot of times it's about stepping forth and putting myself out there as a shaman, you know, and, you know, that totally makes sense to me, you know, but,
So it's like you're like always making excuses as to not being ready.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a minute. I'll just go and get my boots. Oh, hold on a minute. I'll just go and get my jacket. You know, there comes a time where you just have to go with it and have faith in yourself and just,
mm-hmm,
jump and know that spirit is going to catch you in their arms.
Because
that's what I feel.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel that this crazy woman with the Jesus thing, I feel that,
yeah,
that is just your own, that part of the dream for me shows your own insecurity. I feel this is about your own insecurity and about you having to take control, but it's about you taking control of your own life and your own fears and stepping forward in your own power.
Yeah,
go for it, whatever it is. Go get your boots on.
All right, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
See, that was kind of
Hello?
Special. Yeah.
Oh, what was that? I'm sorry.
That was
can you
kind
connect
of
with
special.
That? Because you obviously know Justin. Can you sort of connect him with what I've said?
Yeah, I do connect with that a lot. You know, it's like I was saying, though. I do kind of have that mentality about myself, like I got to make sure everything's in line before I can put myself out there as doing different things in regards to my shamanic practices, using my abilities and healing people and stuff like that, you know. I keep saying, like, later on down the road when I have this together and I have that together and when I have these certifications, then I can put myself out there and use this, you know, but... Spirit continuously keeps throwing things in my way to me to use my abilities to help people with, and it's always like, you know.
Yeah, but. It's like kind of like a little bit nervous about stepping forward, but I know you have faith in your abilities, Justin, but it's also about having faith in yourself to know mm-hmm. when the time is right to just absolutely, because what I have this vision of you is like on a diving board and you make that jump, that giant leap for faith, and you know, like mm-hmm. when you just jump and you know that spirit's going to catch you, and because they love you, you know, you've been serving them for quite some time, they're not going to let you fall.
Mhm. Awesome. I appreciate that, because it makes so much sense to me, because when I had the dream, I was like, I know this dream means something, but it's really weird.
It was weird.
Well, that lady is you know, is about you just being, is just confronting yourself. I feel that was a mm-hmm. mirror image of maybe of you being angry with yourself and not actually pushing yourself forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're more than capable of just going for it.
Yeah. Awesome.
And it's frustration.
That actually made brought a lot of clarity to me. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm going to be the dream interpreter now.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can add
Hopefully.
That to your resume.
I can add that to my CV.
Absolutely.
But I'm all a great believer of not saying anything unless I actually really believe in something. And then, you know, as you can tell, like, as I started to get into reading that dream, you could feel the passion of what I was saying I knew to be true. But I would never say anything unless I felt it and always say things with integrity, because I think a lot of people mm-hmm. don't understand the difference between being a psychic and a medium.
Yeah.
And for me, my love is the spirit world and talking to spirit. But not all psychics, as you know, not all psychics are mediums. All mediums are psychics.
True.
And lots of people, like, you know, will start sort of taking what we call in England the mickey out of me, because, you know, they'll say, oh, well, what am I really thinking? You know, well, I'm not always that tuned into people. Like, sometimes I'm just going out and I'm having a coffee or a drink, you know, and I don't believe in people just coming up to people and reading their fortune, because, like I say, you've got to be so careful what you say to people. I don't really like the fortune-telling thing, you know.
And besides that, we're not all the time that sharply tuned in. We have a normal everyday life. We're normally down to earth, and we are... just as ordinary, normal people outside of our gifts, as everybody else. We have lives, we want to have coffee, we want to go to a movie, we want to go shopping and all that. We're not constantly looking what everybody is having or messages that need to be, you know, passed on and all that. We have got less than 1 minute to go. So I would like to say that you can find Bev on internet on our website, www.bevman.co.uk, Bevman, BEVMANN.co.uk. And Bev, thank you so much.
Thank
for being
you. And I
the
also
show.
Like to say you can also contact me on Facebook through my page, which is Bevman Mediumship from the Heart. Which is
yep.
where it should always come from, the heart.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having
so,
me.
You were amazing. You were wonderful. And I'd love to have you back sometime in the future when you can, or maybe when you are in the United States that you, you know, have a day that you have nothing to do that we can have you on the show. It was amazing.
Love
and
to.
I appreciate it very much that you got up in the middle of the night to be on the show.
Well,
and
I have to keep you company.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I loved it. Thank you. I love to help people. And I wish I could have taken more calls. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
It was wonderful. And thanks, Justin, for doing the back office as always and being the gracious host to all the callers and helping me. And thank you to the listeners for being on the show. See you again next week with another amazing guest. Thank you very much. Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you.